Welcome, Tale Tellers. After last episode's 20-minute short story about rituals and rites, today is a little bit of a break episode. Another Tale Teller has sent through their story to me, titled, Do You Want a Free Hug or a Punch in the Face? By Libet Namurte. I hope I'm saying that right. That is one unique name. This story just proves how weird the world is. A let's not meet story that makes you wonder what goes through people's minds sometimes. So, turn the lights off, the sound up, and get ready for something different. Pretty much anyone who lives in New York City is familiar with the free hugs guys. They frequent parks and high tourist areas holding up signs that say, free hugs, and often charm tourists. Most of them are very peaceful and friendly. They mean no harm and just want to spread the love. If you want a hug, they give you a hug and send you on your way. If you don't wish to be hugged, then they wish you well and go on to offering hugs to others. However, about 2 years ago, I had a very frightening encounter with one who was far from peaceful. I live in Brooklyn, and I had gone to Union Square to meet my dad who was visiting from upstate. Seeing as I arrived before he did, I told him that I would meet him on the steps of the park when he arrived. Shortly after I sent my dad the text about my location, I was approached by a free hugs guy who, of course, was offering me a free hug. Now, being a petite young woman living in a large city, I tend to ignore random men who stop me on the streets to talk to me. Like many women in the city, I have faced a lot of aggressive catcalling, and that has made me very cautious about such interactions. Plus, I just really don't like being hugged by strangers. So, I politely declined his hug and wished him a nice day, thinking he would just move on to the next person. A few moments later, I noticed that he was still staring at me. So I got up and moved. He followed me around and asked me why I didn't want a hug from him. I was a bit weirded out, as I had never seen any of the free hugs guys act so persistent. So, I politely explained that it was nothing against him, but I just did not like to be touched by strangers. I thought that would be enough, as I was not rude to him in the least. But even so, I started to head out of the park, and he followed me, demanding that I hug him. Having had enough, I said that I did not mind him offering hugs, but the fact that he was following me was starting to creep me out. This caused him to explode at me and start cussing. He said that if I did not leave the park immediately, he would punch me in the face. I started running, but he still followed, threatening me. I was looking for the police, but oddly, this was the one time there weren't any NYPD present in Union Square. Thankfully, I made it into a Starbucks, and he did not follow me inside. I told my dad what had happened, but by the time he arrived, Free Hugs Guy was gone. Ever since that event, I've been very cautious about going into Union Square Park, or any similar places alone. Thankfully, it seems this particular free hugs guy was arrested last year after he actually did punch a woman in the face. He apparently had a history of becoming aggressive, following women and threatening them. However, it's New York City, so I don't know if he's back out there offering hugs, but threatening to punch people who refuse him. Creepy free hugs guy? Let's not meet. Okay, well, that was messed up. So glad you got away though. And who knew Starbucks is the safe point when it comes to deterring criminals? A big thank you again to Libet Namurte. Also, I'm not sure, but I tried translating it to English in any way. I think I came up with the words like imposter from Spanish. I was curious, so I tried. Not sure if I'm on the money, but this might be something that the author can tell me. So, that aside, thank you for your story, and as you mentioned to me in submitting this story, I hope this helps people around Union Square avoid this guy. One last thing, please click that like button so that others get to hear these stories. And if you want to be a tale teller, just email me, tweet me, or even send me a message on SoundCloud, and I'll always respond, whether it be via email or even just by the message tool. So tale tellers, turn the lights back on. Stay safe, and as always, till next time.